The war in Iraq has caused the most serious division in U.S. and European relations since the Cold War. A high-level attempt to improve relations takes place today here in Washington. President Bush meets with top European Union leaders as part of an annual summit. In the past several weeks, the EU has appeared to move closer to the United States on a number of key international policies. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Europe, some people say, usually tries to manage the world's problems, while America tries to fix them. Last week, the European Union publicly declared that an often applied American fix, military action, is potentially appropriate to prevent the spread of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. Henning Rieke of the German Council on Foreign Relations says the declaration by EU foreign ministers was a big step.
I think this is some historic achievement. I mean, don't forget, what the Europeans say is we have to strengthen the political and diplomatic and economic measures to make the use of force unnecessary in the end. So they have a different starting point than the Americans, but at least they have agreed that the use of force must be part of the picture, and this is the historical new step.
At the same time, EU officials sent a sharp warning to Iran, calling for full and fast cooperation to clear up questions about whether Tehran is developing an atomic bomb. Europe tied progress on a new trade deal to Iran's willingness to cooperate with international inspectors. But some observers say the European Union's foreign policy statements on Iran and on weapons of mass destruction are just that, statements, which may or may not ever be backed up by action. Alejandro Rivo Labastida teaches politics at the College of Europe in Belgium.
What kind of policy can be done if we don't have the tools to do it? I mean, I can say, of course, if you don't do that, I'm going to have military action, and I'm going to hit you if you don't do that. But if I don't have the way of hitting you, I'm not changing anything. I'm only talking.
Military spending has long been a source of tension between the U.S. and its European allies. Labastida believes the EU is at least trying to smooth transatlantic friction by talking tougher, but Guillaume Parmentier, head of the French Center on the United States, says no.
I think there's a certain tendency on the part of Americans to interpret every move by other countries as having to do with the attitude of the U.S.
Europe is simply acting according to its needs, he says, sometimes ahead of the United States.
You shouldn't look at the fight against terrorism by the Europeans as being dictated by what happened on the 11th of September. The Europeans had been fighting terrorism long before the Americans woke up to that necessity, because we'd been victims of terrorism, albeit of a less cataclysmic nature.
He says 9/11 did increase Europeans' wariness and attention. Fighting terrorism together is on the agenda at today's EU-US summit. One protocol expected to be signed will give U.S. authorities access to European bank accounts of suspected criminals and make it easier to extradite terrorists between the U.S. and EU member states. EU officials call it a watershed agreement that shows the two sides can work around deep differences. Diego Ojeda is a spokesperson for the EU's External Affairs Department.
When this idea was first launched, it was met with great skepticism, not the least because of the differences between the EU and the US regarding the death penalty. Now, well, we have managed to find a way through which we can improve and flexibilize our extradition procedures and at the same time respect the strong sensitivities regarding the death penalty in the European Union.
The agreement allows European countries to send prisoners to the U.S. for trial, contingent on a guarantee of no death penalty. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.